2. Vicenta Armengot Vila, a teacher by trade. By the end of the 19th century, girls' education focused mainly on looking after fathers, husbands, and brothers. In fact, marriage was the goal for most, and they were mainly taught sewing and anything related to housework. Vicenta Armengot's gravestone from 1892 stands out because, besides personal details, we can read about her profession. Back then, and for many years, when it came to epitaphs, women did not appear to have their own identity and were generally referred to as someone's wife or someone's widow. In a list of primary school teachers in public or private schools in Castelló, dated 1st of June 1862, there are 26 teachers, 19 of whom were women and 7 men. 9 of these schools were public and 17 private. That year, Vicenta Armengot was working as a teacher in the private school located at 6 de la Nieve Square. But 18 years later, she was the headmistress of a girls' school called La Casa de la Enseñanza, the first free school for girls from families without financial means, founded on the 2nd of December 1793 by Isabel Ferrer Giner at her own expense. When Vicenta Armengot died in 1892, at the age of 56, Josefa Ramón Sanz, a qualified teacher, a native of Castelló, occupied her post on a temporary basis.